So this episode of Chit Chat with Shelly Cheyenne is brought to you by fear, frustration, confusion, anger, faith, and hope. And if you are listening to the show on one of the many platforms that it's on, sometimes I have a icon picture of whatever that topic is about. Sometimes it's cool, it's cute, it's whatever. And then sometimes I guess you might not even pay attention to it. I don't know. But this show has no title. It has no caption. It is just going to be me. I usually like my shows to be pretty, not scripted, but just more organized than me just going in and having a free-for-all. But this week's show almost did not take place. I'm going to be a little transparent. Well, I'm always transparent with you guys, so this episode won't be any different. But it's usually about myself. And so it's kind of challenging me a little bit to not give too many details as to why this show is difficult for me to do today. But through the support of my close friends, my sorority sisters, and a number of people that listen to the show, I was encouraged to continue on. So let me just say this. As I started the show with fear and confusion and anger, those are emotions that I'm feeling right now. And it's kind of, I gotta be honest, it's kind of hard for me to put everything out there today, because I kind of don't want to. I kind of just want to scrap this whole thing and be done with it. But I feel that, and it's been shown to me, that these episodes, this podcast, has a purpose, and I have to continue to share whatever experiences and wisdom that I may have with those of you that are listening. So basically, what is going on right now is a season. A season of all of those things I said, confusion, fear, frustration. And it's happening not just to me. I think it would probably be a little easier if it was happening to me directly, but it's happening to a loved one of mine. And so those of us that are want to be that strong person, as I talked to you about a few episodes ago, about always being that strong person, sometimes we do need someone to be strong for us. It helps us to continue to go on. And when I shared what's going on with a few of my closest, a few close people in my life, everyone is supporting me and holding me up right now so that I can continue to hold my loved one up and support them on this journey. Cancer, and no, honey, not the zodiac, but the actual most hated disease, illness, culprit, demon that has plagued so many people that we know. I'm sure all of you that are listening either know someone or have been affected by it directly. And so now it is my turn. As I mentioned, it is a loved one who I do not want to share their information, who it is, because it is their request that I don't at this time. But I want to just talk a little bit about fear, well, not so much fear, because I'm sick of being afraid, but hope and faith in God. And here's what came to me when I was going to scrap this whole show. I ain't playing with y'all. I was going to really just scrap the show. I sat down and I said, hope, faith, and God. How do all of those things tie together? Especially when you're in a season of calamity and chaos and confusion. And you're like, well, wait a minute. I'm a believer. I believe in God. So why is this happening unto me? Go pick on somebody else, right? Okay. Then I looked up the definition for each one of those. Hope, faith, and God. Hope says a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen, a feeling of trust. Faith says complete trust or confidence in someone or something, strong belief in God or in the doctrine of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. And here's what God has to say about it all. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Have faith in God. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says, will come to pass. It will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Now, as I've said in previous shows, I always have tips, you know, my little tips at the end of the show, depending on the title of the show and the subject. And what is my first tip that I myself have been saying for 16 episodes? Prayer. Pray. Just pray. Pray should be first. Anytime we're trying to do anything, pray first. And then that helps you go on with the next steps that you may need to take. Prayer would get that confusion, get that the fear and the confusion and the anger and all of those emotions under control so that you can now calmly take that next step that's needed. So this situation shouldn't be any different. My loved one is battling a cancer. We, without going into a lot of details, because I'm limited on the details myself, but I don't like that word. I don't like to hear it. I don't think it's an end. I know too many people that have survived it and are thriving right now, having gone through cancer. And so I have hope and faith in God. And those are the only things that I'm standing firm on. And this is what's so funny. A lot of times we are it's so easy to say those things and hold on to those things and be so quick to say, yeah, you know, pray, have hope, have faith in God. Yes, he's going to change things, girl. But then when your feet is slipped into a situation where now it's game time. All of those years of studying, of maybe going to church with your family, growing up, you know, listening to different scriptures, understanding what God is, having a relationship with God, seeing miracles happen, seeing some prayers answered, some prayers not. It all boils down to right now. It's go time. It's proof. It's show me. It's okay. Everything that I've learned and known to be true and felt in my heart, now it's time for me to prove that I firmly believe it. You know, I mentioned before that I grew up in a Church of God. My grandparents were both ministers in the Church of God. So I have a foundation. My mom practiced Christianity. So we have a foundation. We're secure in what we believe. And still, even knowing all that, for 40 plus years of knowing what God is, who He is, what He does, it's still when something like this happens can shake your core. It can make you question 40 plus years of what you believed. Now, I ain't talking about believing in Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. I'm talking about God, something that we don't always see. So we have to believe that He exists. And we believe that He exists through different things that have happened in our life. You know, that's what I believe. Now, I ain't trying to force my belief on none of y'all, but that's what I believe. And so I was driving to work today and I said, okay, Lord, okay, I see you. This is game time now, baby. This is, oh, you want to have 16 episodes where you talking about prayer and me and sharing my message with people? It's game time. I want to see it. Okay. Well, wait a minute now. Hold on a second, Lord. But I said, you know what's so funny is that you created some of these emotions. You created us to have emotions. You created us to be strong. You created us to have, you know, all of these things. But you also created us to believe in you and have trust in you. So it's kind of hard. It's kind of like, okay, well, can't you just kick this in and overdrive for me to have trust and faith in you? Oh, I forgot. I got to do that on my own. You see what I'm saying? It's like you gave us the power to, but we have to do it on our own. We have to ask you for strength. We have to come to you. It's there. We believe. You told us to believe. All throughout the Bible, what does it tell us? To trust in Him. It never says not to. It never says, oh, He's a magical God. No. It says He wants us to trust and believe in Him, even though we don't see the things. We have to have faith that whatever we pray for, it's going to happen. And I've seen proof of that. So today's episode was just about me venting, me trying to motivate myself to continue on with these shows as I try to get my mind right and my strength up to support my loved one through their journey. And I had no script. I had nothing else that I wanted to share, but I knew as soon as this red light on my microphone was saying, you are recording now. So what are you going to say? It's go time. It's game time. It's time for you to back up all 45 years of what you were. Yes, I'm 45. Yes, I said it again. But all of 45 years of what you believed, it's now that time for you to prove it. So no matter what the outcome is, no matter if the outcome is one way or the other, we know that my loved one is good. We're covered. We know that they are good regardless. But to keep reinforcing that belief and to keep staying strong, even though our hearts and our emotions and our human side wants to say, but no, why now? Why this person? I can name about 10, 15 people that deserve to get a little something thrown in their tank. You know what I mean? But we can't wish stuff like that on nobody. So what I want to ask you all today, I don't know how many people this podcast has reached or will reach. All I know is this show is on every single podcast, on every platform, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Apple, Spotify, Anchor, Google, it's on everything. So it has the potential of reaching masses of people. Now, I'm not saying that for following, you know, to get followers. I don't care if I have nobody following me, honey, I'm good. But the reason I am excited about this podcast is the fact that it can reach so many people, is the fact that somebody may click on it out of curiosity, if nothing else, and maybe still hear a message that they needed to hear, that the adversary is trying to prevent. So, here's what I am going to ask you. Here's the call of action for today. I would love for those that are listening, whether you follow the shows, whether you follow me on social media, whether you know me personally, I am asking you today to send words of encouragement to my loved one. And you can do that by leaving a voicemail at area code 813-444-7938. Leave a little voicemail. Give that person hope, faith, and tell them about God. You can also send it in an email if you ain't got a phone. It's Coach Shelley. That's Coach, C-O-A-C-H, Shelley, C-H-E-L-L-E-Y, Cheyenne, C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E, at yahoo.com. Now, okay, side note, I am going to shorten the email address soon so y'all can stop asking me, do you got a shorter email? I can't remember all of that. Okay, it's coming. But for now, if you could send your words of encouragement to Coach Shelley Cheyenne at yahoo.com or send a voicemail at 813-444-7938, I would greatly appreciate that, because not only are you keeping me strong, but you're also going to keep my loved one strong through this, I don't want to call it a challenge. I don't want to call it a trial. I don't want to call it any of those things because it gives it power. But I want to say, you're giving them strength and encouragement and hope and faith, and you're sharing some messages from God during their time of need. So, in conclusion, let's not focus on the fear. Let's let our faith in what we believe be greater. And I will keep you guys updated as we go forward with treatment. And we all have faith. We all are praying every day. And say a little prayer to you while you're sending those emails and voicemails. I don't care how many you send. You can email and voicemail me all day, every day, because those are going on to my loved one. Okay? So, thank you, darlings, for tuning in today. Sorry if it wasn't really the message that you came to receive, but hopefully someone out there needed to hear it, because I needed to give it.